www.thebeatmetal.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. Talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Tonight we're going to talk about weight loss. We're going to get into one of our weight loss hours that we get into on a weekly basis now, because it's one of the biggest topics in America. And actually, when you look at heart disease, you look at cancer, you look at diabetes, you're always going to see this associated, for the most part, with some form of obesity or people being overweight. And as a nation now, they're saying not just obese, or not just overweight, but obese, by the year 2030, half the American population will be obese. Now, obesity, there's a big difference between obesity and being overweight. Now, the difference is, being overweight, you can be about 20 pounds over your set point, basically, where your body's supposed to be. And that's technically being about overweight. But when you hit the obese mark, it's where your body mass index and the weight that you carry is causing or is a potential major factor for whatever disease process that you may have. So you may have the genetic link, and don't forget, everyone gets, you know, they get stuck on that. They think, well, it, you know, grandma had it, grandpa had it, so I guess I'm going to have it. And there is a little bit of genetics in there, maybe about 33%, some 25 to 33% actually. So realize that we get sick for three different reasons. One, nutritional deficiencies, all right, whatever that is, not eating the right kind of foods, eating a poor diet for a long period of time, not exercising properly, not allowing our body to process its food properly. That's one of the main reasons. Now, the other is toxicity, and that can be environmental toxins. It could be the lotions and potions that we're putting on our body and the personal care products. It can also be something as simple as heavy metals in the environment. It could be toxic relationships. You ever think about that? You know, the people that you hang out with could be toxic in your life. And so toxins are a big player, and then also genetics. So they do play a role. So don't think they don't. But our lifestyle factors, our lifestyle choices that we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. And when you're dealing with weight loss, you know, everybody just thinks, okay, about what kind of diet am I on now? High carb, low carb, high fat, low fat, whatever it is, some kind of trend. You know, is it the paleo diet? Or is it the Mediterranean diet? Is it the Atkins diet? And every one of those diets have good benefits to them. Some are very well-rounded. Some are extreme. But the reality is getting on a plan. And it's finding out just some common sense, basic things that we have inside of our body every single day and make that function at the highest level. And that's what we're going to talk about here on the show. So we're going to come up with some strategies today with weight loss, whether you're dealing with hormones, whether you're dealing with whatever it might be. We're going to be talking about that. So we're going to talk about some of the top 10 issues with weight loss and some keys to weight loss as well. If you want to talk about that, you can call in right now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can also catch up with Facebook and Twitter, both on there as well. So make sure you jump in there with us. But it's weight loss. We're going to talk about that. Now, in the anti-inflammatory diet, just some basics that you need to know. It's equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. That's when you want to have a good foundation as far as your protein sources go. All right, that's important because all of our cells, muscle cells included, are made from protein. So if you're eating a bunch of carbs and eating a bunch of vegetables, nothing wrong with vegetables, but you're not going to get the complete proteins that you need to really regenerate the body and really make those good new healthy cells. Now, the other are the good low glycemic carbohydrates. If you don't know the glycemic number of certain foods, if you stick to fruits and vegetables, really good rule of thumb, you stick to fruits and vegetables, it's going to keep the glycemic number down. It's going to allow your body to function at the highest level that it can. And also, it's going to keep, obviously, your body from storing excess body fat. And it's going to manage insulin levels. Really key. So there's glycemicindex.com. You can check that out, and you can look at whatever foods that are your favorites and see what the index is. You always want to keep it under 40. That's a good number. So anyway, fruits and vegetables. Now, fats. Let's talk about fats for just a moment. People, here's the deal. They always think that fat makes them fat. In the 80s and the 90s, we're on this big, low-fat, higher-carbohydrate, high-grain diet. And everybody started getting diabetes left and right. You think there's a correlation with that? There is. And that's a big deal because diabetes now is running rampant. One out of three of our young people right now under the age of 11 have type 2 diabetes. One out of three. You know, like 3 years ago, they were quoting that statistic for the year 2010. Of course, now we've passed that, and here we are, and this is where our kids are. So we've got to make a difference. We have to make a change. So your diet is the key. Getting that foundation. Fats do not make you fat. So they all work hand in hand. Foods can be our best medicine so many times if we make the right choices and the right decisions. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. So if you've got questions about your health, you want to talk about weight loss, this is Weight Loss Hour right here on GetWellRadio.com. You can check us out on the website. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. I'm going to get into some more of those top 10 tips for weight loss as the hour goes along. But right now, we're going to go to Ruth and take her call. Hi, Ruth. Welcome, darling. How can I help?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have been trying to lose weight. With my first pregnancy, I gained 26 pounds, 20 of which I lost before I left the hospital. With my second pregnancy, I gained 50 pounds, and she's 23 years old now, and I'm still trying to lose it. The kink is I am a vegetarian, not just by choice, but also by necessity. My body doesn't make the enzyme to digest flesh food.
Okay.
So I'm having a hard time losing this weight.
Well, what about the fish and protein? Can you handle that or not really? Like fish and
fowl,
eggs. Fish and eggs.
Fish, fowl, and four-legged friends. I can't eat them.
You got the whole thing down. All right. So talk to me about your overall routine. So what does your diet look like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? And then are you exercising?
I recently started an exercise program. My breakfast is like a bowl of cereal, Raisin Bran. I got rid of a lot of stress when I went through a very rough divorce. And so supper is not a big thing. You know, I don't eat a whole lot.
Yeah, let's see. Well, here's the deal. It is true that you're going to have to get the foods right for your body to function at a high level, because if you do eat a lot of those carbohydrates, you're keeping your body from being able to be able to function at its peak level. You know, proteins and fats are important. Can you handle fats very well?
I love the avocados and the almonds and the nuts and the beans, and I can handle that.
Okay. So that'll work for you. Let's do this. Let's go into a commercial break, and we'll come out, and we'll talk about a game plan. What to do when you really can't do a lot of flesh-type proteins. There's some other options that I want to talk to you about, and then we'll come up with a game plan from there. So hang tight. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. I'm going to call and talk about your health and talk about your life. Got a special hour edition focusing on weight loss, our weekly edition where we jump in and talk about the keys to dropping those unwanted pounds and getting your body where it needs to be. One of the biggest epidemics we have in America right now are people being overweight. Dropping those pounds here at Get Well Radio, helping you get well, stay well, and live well.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 2nd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,295.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,342.30, $671.15 for a half ounce, or $335.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,342.30, $671.15, and $335.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Going in the break, talking with Ruth. Ruth is having a challenge dropping weight. And this is our special hour edition of dealing with weight loss. And so she has an issue with proteins. Now, proteins play a big role. Chicken, fish, beef, eggs, dairy products, they all play a big role in helping the body regenerate and make good new healthy cells. And it also helps keep lean muscle tissue there because the actual protein itself is low glycemic. It doesn't really stimulate blood sugar at all. It won't cause the body to store much body fat, if any, and is great for the metabolic rate of the body as well. Okay, and you get proteins in vegetables as well, but you don't get what we call complete proteins, which you would get more in fish and eggs and such. So you're telling me that most of your diet is carbohydrate-based, some fats that you eat, and really you just struggle with proteins as well. Now, has this been something you've always dealt with, and you're in a place now where, like you said, you had your first pregnancy, you dropped the weight, and then you had the other pregnancy, and it's still there? So is it something you've always struggled with, or has it gotten worse progressively in the last several years?
It's gotten progressively worse. When I was in my early 20s, I did what's called the Cambridge diet. I don't know if you remember that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It was a shake, and I almost died.
Okay.
And ever since then, I really, really struggled.
Well, and can you handle like a whey protein? You said a shake, so can you handle any type of dairy whatsoever? Like, have you tried goat's milk dairy, like goat's milk yogurt, anything like that?
Yes.
Can you handle it?
Yes, I can handle it to a certain extent.
Good.
As long as it's not too much.
Right. Okay. Have you taken enzymes? Do you take those with your meals of any kind? The doctor given you any to take or suggested that?
No.
Never?
No.
Okay. I would encourage you, whether you talk to your physician or however you do it, to look into proteolytic enzymes. Proteolytic enzymes help break down proteins not only during your meal but afterwards as well. And also betaine hydrochloride can be very helpful to break down proteins. Those are two, especially when people get very stressed out, and of course you can lose the ability to break down proteins. That's very common. So in your situation, you've got another issue going on with it. But this might be very helpful. And they have them at health food stores. They're very inexpensive. You take those with your meals, and they're known to be able to break proteins down and help people that can't handle proteins handle them. So that might be something just worth looking into. But as far as the proteins go, probably want to steer clear, obviously the flesh proteins, but do everything you can to increase things like goat's milk yogurt or a good whey protein meal replacement. They have some now that are very good. They're hormone-free, antibiotic-free, so the body can digest it and handle it very well. And you'll get really good protein source out of that. Very good for lean muscle tissue, very good for regenerating cells, and very easy on the digestive tract as well. But I would look into the enzymes. That can be very, very helpful. And just based on what you told me, from what you're eating, one thing is to really keep your fat levels up. And about 33% of your overall diet in healthy fats, very important. The reason being is because it's going to manage your hormone system. It's going to help with estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. It's going to help your overall mood. It's going to be great for brain chemistry. And it's also going to be great for managing insulin levels so you can actually decrease body fat instead of increasing it. Because if you keep eating all those carbohydrates, like you were talking about, even for breakfast and your lunch that you just described, that is just a recipe for holding on to the weight. And look into coconut oil. Coconut oil is very good, provided you don't have some type of thyroid condition. That can be very, very helpful. And 2 or 3, 4 tablespoons a day is not uncommon for someone to take during the day. Whether you put it in a smoothie, you cook with it, however you use it, but it's incredible for dropping weight. Matter of fact, they did a little experiment. They tried to fatten up cattle by using coconut oil in the feed that they gave them. And what happened is the cattle got more muscular and dropped all their body fat. So it was unbelievable what happened. But coconut oil has incredible properties to it. Extremely healthy. There's kind of mixed reviews. If you look it up, you Google it or whatever, you'll see that it's a saturated fat. You'll see that it's bad for you, that it'll clog your arteries. Not true at all. One of the healthiest oils you can put in your body, along with grapeseed oil and fresh organic butter. Those are just phenomenal. So something to look into along the way, but I do encourage you to look at the anti-inflammatory diet. The protein sources, there are other ones on there besides the meat and the flesh and the eggs and that sort of thing, the fish and the eggs like you were talking about. So it'll give you some options. But really look at the carbohydrate sources. I think that's going to be a big key for you to keep those insulin levels down, the blood sugar lower, so you don't, you know, carry the excess body fat that you're looking to lose. Exercise also 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day is a big, big key. All right. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. First Lady Michelle Obama, she's on the kick for weight loss for this country. And she's on a crusade, they say, as the burgers and fries, she's trying to get those to go away. She said, if I wanted something healthy, I would not even stop in a McDonald's, said Jonathan Rifak, who's 24, is a New York trapeze instructor who watches his diet at home but orders comfort foods like chicken nuggets and fries when he hits a fast food joint. In a country where more than two-thirds of the population is overweight and obese. Do you see that? Two-thirds of the population is overweight and obese. Food choices are often made on impulse, not intellect. So while 47% of Americans say they'd like restaurants to offer healthier items like salads and baked potatoes, only 23% tend to order those foods, according to a survey last year by food research firm Technomic. And so that explains the popularity of KFC's Double Down, which is a sandwich of bacon and cheese slapped between two slabs of fried chicken. Really? I mean, really? When you look at that, a Double Down. Let's go to KFC and get a Double Down. Now, I'm not knocking KFC, but I'm knocking this sandwich. What are they thinking? Really? And the reason IHOP offers a simple and fit menu with yogurt and fruit bowls, but its top seller remains the 1,180-calorie breakfast sampler of eggs, bacon, sausage, ham, hash browns, and pancakes. It's also why 11% of parents ordered apple slices as an alternative to fries at McDonald's Happy Meals. So it's a mixed message. Stopped by many restaurants from offering a healthier fare. Many of them are, but people are still leaning toward the junk. I think we're conditioned to do that as Americans. And it's incredible. But fast food is not going away. My only hope is that they begin to really push a better agenda for the healthier foods on the list, because I don't think Americans are going to stop the fast food way.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Send me an email. We're helping you get well, stay well, and live well. We're going to kick this segment off and go with Jack. Jack, welcome to the show, my friend. What's up? How can I help?
Doctor, how are you doing tonight?
Sir, I am living well.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm going to tell you a partial success story, and then
I have a question
for you. I'm a 71-year-old type 2 diabetic. I've been diabetic for more than 10 years now, and it's been a struggle. I'm insulin. I can't take insulin, and I can't take anything, any of the modern medicine they have right now. The reaction is so bad, I can't take it. So did the smart thing, and I got your book. And I've been following that real close. My daily intake are like fish, chicken, beef, and eggs, lots of veggies, and some fruit, but not a lot because there's a lot of sugar in some fruits. My concern is cholesterol.
Okay.
Let me back up a little bit. I don't take any dairy at all. And my pancreas is working fine. And I'm 6 foot, I weigh 230, so I've got some to go, and it's going slow, but my concern here now is cholesterol. My triglycerides is 143. Is that a good number?
Triglycerides at 143, it would be better to have them down, probably about half of that typically on a blood test. So you get it down 75, 80, that's a good number.
Okay, and the LDL is 78.
That's great. That's your bad cholesterol. That's Those are the bad guys. The low-density lipoproteins keep that down. That's fantastic. Now, are you taking statin drug, or do they have you on medication for that?
Yes, I'm taking statin drug for that, yes.
Are you taking CoQ10 with it?
No, I'm not.
Okay, just a little tidbit. They did some research in Europe. Now a lot of physicians' kind of standard of care is becoming, a lot of docs are putting their patients on CoQ10, coenzyme Q10, because the statin drug actually depletes the CoQ10 from the body, and it can cause actually some potential risk factors for the heart, believe it or not. And so
that's very important.
It's very important. So I'm not telling you to take it, but talk to your doctor about it because it has become, they've done some studies on it. And so, you know, of course, it takes studies to make something standard of care in medicine, and it really has. So the milligrams and all that will be up to your doctor. I will tell you that research, they did it on ubiquinol, which is a version, it's kind of a precursor to the CoQ10. And I think with CoQ10, it was around 300 milligrams, what the research said. And ubiquinol was 100 milligrams. That's what they did in the test studies. But talk to your doctor because your body weight and all that, it kind of, you know, matters. You don't just go to the store and get it. I mean, that really, you want to make sure you're taking the right amount. But for cholesterol, you wanting to know what to do naturally for that? Is that kind of your question?
Yes. Well, my HDL is too low. Its HDL is 30.
Okay. HDL is 230, is 30, so that's very low. And getting that up around 50 to 60 minimum is going to be important. Are you eating a lot of fat in your diet?
Yes, I do. Beef and especially beef. I eat a lot of eggs.
Okay, that's fantastic. So the almonds, walnuts, all the cashews, the nuts and seeds and, you know, that kind of thing is very good. Now, you're 71 years young, so you're still a spring chicken. And so the deal is you still got a lot of life left to live, right? So, you know, we're not even – you may be in the fourth quarter, but, you know, every great team that has a fourth quarter, they end up winning. And that's what you want to do is win. And so the big deal is here is what can you do to get your body functioning at the highest level that it can? And that's what we want to focus on. Well, with cholesterol, you've got to take a statin drug right now because your doctor has you on it. But you want to work with him. Here's the key. If you can keep your body weight down, which you already are, keep eating well. I would ask the physician, because your LDL is very low, okay? I mean, it's beyond low. You can still be, you're in the 70s. You can have it in the 100, like low hundreds, like 105, 99, 105, something like that, and still be in an okay range where most docs are going to be okay. But see, it may be holding down your HDLs too. So you might want to ask him, you know, now you say, hey, doc, any doctor will work with you on this, your family physician. Say, hey, okay, doc. Here's the deal. I've got a great diet thing going. I've been listening to this guy on the radio. I'm reading things in his book. Great stuff. I've lost 20 pounds. I feel better, have more energy than I ever have, and I'm really disciplined. So here's the key. Docs want to know that you're very disciplined. And so, hey, I've got this plan. Will you work with me? Now, what I want to do is I don't want to do anything crazy, you know, Dr. Smith. I want to just simply be able to maybe wean off some of the medication. The statin drugs, they can just take you off of them. There's not really a wean-off process. There's not anything that's going to hurt anything. I'm just telling you what's standard. So you want to talk to him about it, see if he's good with it, because you need him to monitor you, and then see how your body does in 8 weeks. You know, challenge him. Say, look, I promise you I'll come back in your office in 8 weeks and do blood work again and see how my body's doing, just with the diet and just with my exercise and just with lifestyle. And see how your body responds. Because one of two things are going to happen in 8 weeks. First of all, the cholesterol is not going to jump up that much in 8 weeks. But, you know, if you're willing to go in every 8 weeks probably with him, most doctors would be, okay, I'm good with that. I mean, in clinical practice, I can just tell you, in managing medications and in most physicians, if you've got one that is that where they know you're going to work with them, most doctors are hesitant when they know that you say you're going to come back in 8 weeks and then you show up a year later and you haven't been on a statin drug, because it's their rear end on the line as well, you know, because it's up to them to give you what standard of care to protect you, and it also protects them. So there's a little bit of that going on. So as long as they know you're serious, as long as they know you're willing, that you're working hard, then they'll work with you on that. And I think that's a good move. Statin drugs, for the most part, unless you've had, you know, bypass and stents and all of that, unless you've had a lot of that and you just got a strong genetic tendency, your body's just breaking down, or you've had horrible habits for a long time in your life, and, you know, they have to keep you on that at some level, most docs will work with you. I mean, it's kind of like show me the money. Show, you know, proof is in the pudding. And if you do that with your lifestyle choices, and they know that you're going to stick with it, then a lot of them will be okay with it. And I mean, I've seen it, and I've worked with doctors myself, and so I mean, it's important to just kind of find the right doctor that'll work with you on that and let them know that you have a good game plan. So keep me posted on how that goes. Cholesterol, you're eating eggs every single day. See, that's lowering it as well from a natural perspective. One of the best foods you can eat to lower cholesterol are eggs. Red yeast rice, a good version of that. Vitamin E, as long as you're not taking blood thinners. Vitamin E is textbook. As far as natural, or even regular medicine, it's in the standard of care. It's in the research that vitamin E is one of a great anti-plaquing agent for the arteries as far as plaquing, because what happens is with vitamin E, it protects against what we call the Clathrin pit. The Clathrin pit is this little divot that will form within the artery itself, and that's where the plaque comes in. It lodges itself in there. It's kind of like a divot on the golf course, right? So you're always supposed to go get the grass and put the grass back if you knock a big divot in the golf course. A lot of people don't. They just hack away and then walk away. But you're supposed to get that piece of grass and put it in. Well, the vitamin E, it almost keeps it from ever creating a divot. And it's phenomenal for being an anti-plaquing agent. So just something to think about. You know, a lot of great natural things out there. But, again, you've got to have somebody. If you're on medication, you've got to have somebody working with you. Don't try to do it on your own. You've got to have a good team around you. But keep me posted. What a great success story. Way to drop the pounds. Keep it up. And don't forget, exercise is important, too, for us guys. Testosterone, keeping the HDLs up. And just good for overall great benefits. Make sure you do some form of weight training, resistance exercise 3 days a week in your routine for whatever you're doing, and you will thrive into your 90s rather than just kind of barely make it. And I want you to keep on trucking. It sounds like you're doing great, so keep me posted. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Jack was talking about dropping those 20 pounds, and this is a special edition with weight loss. We're talking about keys to losing weight, what you can do to get your body to function at its highest level, and drop those unwanted pounds. Is it the hormones causing you to hold it on? Is it your poor choices, your poor habits? Are you eating the wrong kinds of foods? Is that what's keeping on the pounds? And, you know, a lot of people want to know spot-specific. They ask me all the time, can you get rid of spot-specific, meaning can I get rid of the love handles? Or can I get rid of the hips and thighs, the cheese that's dangling back there, ladies? I know you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know, here's the deal. You can go and you can get it sucked out. You can get it nipped and tucked and sucked and whatever you got to do. That's fine. But until you come up with a good game plan that really rules out your lifestyle choices and makes them function at a great level, nothing's going to happen. And so that's the key. So dropping the body fat is key. There's a lot of things you can do to cut down body fat, a lot of research, a lot of proven tips that can help. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. One of those are green tea. Green tea, whether you brew it, whether you do it as an extract, tablet form, phenomenal at dropping body fat. They did a study, not only just here, but they've done studies in Europe as well, where there's been almost 15 to 20% body fat decreases just by using green tea. It blocks cortisol, which is a stress hormone in the body. And the stress hormone, cortisol, too much of it can cause us to store body fat, destroy muscle tissue, and destroy brain cells. How's that? Sounds exciting, doesn't it? One cup of coffee, by the way, will increase your cortisol levels. 1 8-ounce cup of coffee increases cortisol for up to 7 to 8 hours. So, I mean, that's a big deal. And so green tea, phenomenal. Another one is conjugated linoleic acid, CLA. Conjugated linoleic acid is unbelievable. They've done studies, 6 to 10% body fat drop by using CLA. So you want to get lean, you want to drop the unwanted pounds, here's some simple things that you can do. Keeping your fats up, 30% of your overall diet is a key as well. Your body needs the fats to manage hormone levels. We're going to get into another secret when we come out of this commercial break, talking about weight loss, what you can do to drop it. I'm going to tell you a simple hormone in the body that is very powerful that you should always get checked on your blood work to check and see why maybe you can't drop those unwanted pounds. We'll talk about that when we come back. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, Weight Loss Radio, when we come back. Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Thank you. email. Be glad to make it part of the show. Whatever you need, that's what we're here for. Here to take you from where you are to where you need to be. Now, here's the deal. We're talking about keys to weight loss. This is our weight loss hour that we're now doing here on the show. And you can call in. We've got 1 hour we do every week. We dedicate it to weight loss, ways to lose those unwanted pounds, because it's one of the biggest epidemics we have in this country right now is not being able to drop the weight. And everyone wants to know why. They're looking for the gimmick. They've got the ab roller. You're on the special diet. You're fasting. You're doing the high-fat, low-fat, high-carb, low-carb, no-carb. And you're trying to figure out, what in the world can I do to drop these pounds? Well, there's so many factors, but it really comes down to common sense. Let me tell you, no matter what, if you're on a weight loss plan or looking to lose weight, I don't care if it's 50 pounds or 15 pounds, it is critical that you get nutritional blood analysis done. Now, I'm not talking about regular blood work just for disease. That's very important. You want to do that with your doctor. Do it every 6 months with your primary care physician. That's important. I don't think you should even wait a year. I think you should do it every 6 months. And the reason is the blood changes about 4 times a year. It rolls over. Every 90 to 120 days, old cells die off, new cells form. It's vitally important to get your blood work done on a regular basis. But getting it done for like more of a nutritional analysis, checking out all the hormones, checking out everything that wouldn't normally be done, that is important to do as well. Do that twice a year. And it's very important. So nutritional blood analysis, extremely important to know exactly where your body is. And many times it's those last 15 pounds that everybody struggles so hard with. You ever notice that? It's that little bit of extra belly fat, or it's that little bit of extra hanging on the hips and thighs. Well, the deal is, if you get down, you figure out exactly what your body chemistry is doing, exactly what's going on in your body chemistry, that is where the key is overall. And figuring out what to do with that is where you're going to go to the next level with your health, and especially with weight loss and dropping those unwanted pounds. So getting down and figuring out what your hormones are doing, if there's any nutritional deficiencies at all. And here's a key, leptin. Leptin is a fat-burning hormone within the body, and now we know it's one of the secrets to unlocking that fat-burning potential in your body. Simple blood test can verify it. It's expensive. Most doctors can't really code for it unless you've got a major medical condition that your weight, you're so overweight, that it really covers for it. So that's something, if you're just doing it for general, you've got 10 pounds to lose, you just want to see where you are, it's more exploratory, it can be a little bit expensive, but it's very, very worth it. And it's something I would encourage you to have done. That and vitamin D, I think, are just two keys that need to be done regardless of what you're dealing with, and just kind of see where you are. But leptin is a key. And there's a lot of secrets to really dropping the weight, and it's all common sense. Once you get the keys and you have a good common sense plan, it makes a big difference. They said to banish belly fat, a great article. You want to drop the belly fat. Vigorous aerobic exercise such as jogging or brisk walking beats weight or resistance training. That's what a new study shows. So if you're overweight or mildly obese and want to lose the fat, belly fat, visceral fat, or liver fat. Now, here's the interesting thing that says that. The visceral fat, the organ fat, can be almost more dangerous than just the regular belly fat. And they're saying that the aerobic training was better than resistance training. This was Chris Slentz, a PhD in exercise physiologist at Duke University. There was a new study done in the American Journal of Physiology, Endocrinology, and Metabolism. The belly fat fix study details, they say this, aerobic training group exercised by walking on a treadmill on an incline. They put equivalent of 12 miles of jogging at 80% of their maximum heart rate each week. And the resistance training group did 3 sets of 8 to 12 repetitions on weight training machines 3 times a week. The combination group did both workouts. Study lasted for 8 months. Slentz focused on visceral fat. It's located deep within the body around the stomach and fills spaces between internal organs. Think of that like the inside fat, and it's the one that's strongly linked to heart disease, diabetes, and other health problems. It's different from the subcutaneous fat, which is just underneath the skin, kind of more of that belly fat, and that's what expands the waistlines. But they found that the aerobic group did better. Now, here's the deal. That's great that they've done this study. And I wanted to read this to you because still the surge training that we have, which is more of hormonal training, is stronger of a physiological response for burning body fat even than this. So you can go bust your can and walk on the treadmill for 45 minutes. That's fine. You can go out and jog for an hour. But you can actually get more of a result in 20 to 30 minutes of busting your can, even 12 to 15 minutes they've done in some studies. Now there's some workouts that say in 5 minutes you can do really, really well. You can get a response. And you can get a decent response to the body. But you need a little bit more than that from the research that I've done. But it doesn't take much. And it's about the intensity. It's about having those surges of higher intensity and then resting for just a moment and then surging again and just really hitting it hard. A lot of research on that. And you increase growth hormone. You increase testosterone. So just think about it. It's about training smart. It's about working out smart. You don't have to spend a lot of time. You know, in our busy schedules, busy life, many people don't have an hour. You don't ever want to spend an hour because it'll increase a lot of the negative hormones like cortisol within the body. You want to keep it between, if you like to work out longer, don't ever go over 45 minutes. I don't care. I mean, as long as you're excited about it, that's great with me. But don't ever go over 45 minutes because you will lower testosterone, you will lower growth hormone, and you'll increase cortisol. You're going to store more body fat. And if you don't believe me, just try it. Cut back your exercise, but keep your intensity high and watch what happens to your body composition and watch how it changes. I think you'll be amazed at that. This is our special hour edition of Dropping Those Unwanted Pounds, our weight loss hour that we're getting ready to focus on. So if you've got questions for next week, you can shoot it to it, email me, and just put weight loss in there somewhere. We'll make you a part of the show. Or if you want us to call you in the show or call in on the show next time, we'll keep you posted. You can look on the website. We'll post that as well. Also at Facebook, join me there, and we'll keep you posted with all that's going on with the show. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hey, folks, you heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better and some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.